Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hey there, welcome to Joyful Eating episode number 136. So today we're going to be talking about alcohol for surprising health benefits. Yes, you heard that right. Health benefits, alcohol, same sentence. Crazy, I know. Anyway, before we get to that, the best bite I had this week, so we went out for Father's Day lunch to my favorite restaurant. It's called Rebel Rebel. It's in Canberra. It's amazing. And the chef there, Sean, he did these amazing, sounds gross, but it's super delicious. He called it a pig's ear sandwich. So it was just like these little kind of burger bun slider kind of things with crispy fried pig's ear in it. And then it came with Romesco sauce, which is this beautiful Spanish sauce of like roasted red peppers and hazelnuts. And it had big chunks of hazelnut in it and aioli, like that garlicky mayo, and just combined all together. Like I just had like one bite was enough. but yeah, so delicious. Like the crispiness of the pig's ear with that was just like, yum. Plan for today is, first I'll share, of course, the story behind this episode, like why I wanted to do this, how I discovered these amazing health benefits. And then I'm going to share with you like what the four surprising health benefits of being a light drinker are. And then, of course, there's the not so good news. So I'll look at the other health implications of drinking. And then I have an exclusive invitation for you at the very end. So story behind this. Last November, I started a new coaching group. It's called the Secret Society of Intentional Booze Hounds, and it's very exclusive. But the purpose of this group is really to help people change their relationship with alcohol, so, which is something that I have done, which still blows my mind that I, Jules Clancy, former winemaker and total booze hound, could actually now, like, you know, have two or three glasses of wine a week, and that's because that's all I want. Helping other people do the same, not necessarily cut down their drinking that much, but just bring more intentionality into their drinking. Anyway, so part of that group, having that group is like, I was like wanting to inspire them and also educate them, like, and also educate myself on like, yeah, what harm are we actually doing? Like everyone knows being a booze hound, drinking too much, not great for your health, but like actually getting some clear, like where is the research at on that? And so I actually went in and, yeah, just started to look at some research around it. And I was actually surprised at the results. Like I was expecting it to be all doom and gloom, but there were actually four things that, that being a light drinker actually is better for you than being a non-drinker. I was like, whoa, crazy. Of course, being a heavy, medium drinker and a heavy drinker, like that's not good for these things. But I was really surprised. I was like, wow, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Which is kind of cool because what I'm working like and where I've got to with alcohol is like, I don't want to cut alcohol out of my life. I love it. Like there's definitely having a glass of wine, having a glass of champagne, like there's something about that. So it was really kind of cool to discover that actually, you know what, having no alcohol, like being zero alcohol isn't necessarily the best thing for your health. Yeah, but in some aspects, yes. Zero is the best, but for other aspects, it actually isn't so desirable. And I was like, oh, this is kind of crazy. So I really wanted to do an episode to share this with you, just to get you thinking, because oftentimes when we're thinking, oh, like I should be quitting, I should be having nothing, that seems so unattainable. And also like, we don't really want to do that. So we just kind of like, too hard, I'll just keep drinking the way I'm drinking. Whereas when we go, oh, actually, you know, maybe where I want to get to is being this kind of like, drinking less, so I'm still getting to enjoy the good bits, but not so great bits, and it's not, you know, being so damaging on my health, then like it just opens us up to so much more possibilities. So that's a story. And so when I went and looked at the research, so actually when I say I looked at the research, I did not actually go and look at scientific papers. That's not, although I have two science degrees, that's not my, like how I like to spend my time, but there's an amazing health researcher, Rhonda Patrick, who I follow and part of her program. And she is like one of those like meticulous go through, like looks, dots all the T's, cross all the T's, dots all the I's. And so I trust Rhonda to guide me on this. And so this is where like the source of, where I've got this information from. And I will link to Dr. Rhonda Patrick's podcast. The full information that I got was from her private, so members only area, which I highly recommend doing if you're interested in health and you want to keep abreast of the latest research. But I'll also link to her free podcast as well, so you can get a taste for her style of communication. But anyway, so let's look at now at the four surprising health benefits that came out of this. And so with this, the way that they research, they tend to categorize things is light drinkers are around one or less drinks per day on average, so 7 drinks per week. Moderate drinkers are in the 2 to 3 drinks per day average, and then heavy drinker is 3+ drinks per day, or greater than 3 drinks per day. And so what were the surprising health benefits? So the first thing that really surprised me was longevity. So, and I'll again link to the research that Rhonda had shared, but the epidemiological studies, which are just looking at the population and looking at the correlation between things. So it's not proving anything. It's just saying, hey, there's in these populations, so epidemiological studies aren't super accurate. So this isn't like hardcore proof that if you drink, you're going to live longer from drinking. However, the evidence that we have at the moment shows that there's this U-shaped curve between alcohol consumption and lifespan. So the people who drink were zero, not drinkers, had whatever mortality rate, but then the people who were light drinkers were the most likely to reach the age of 90. And then, of course, when you start to increase above that, the curve went up. So heavy drinkers were the least likely to live to 90, and moderate drinkers were the next least likely. But the most likely were these people in the light drinking age, which is really surprising for me, but also great news. It's because if I want to live to be 122, maybe having what I'm doing, including some wine in my life, isn't such a bad idea. That was one thing. The next area that was surprising was cognition. And again, the epidemiological studies were showing this U-shaped correlation between alcohol consumption and cognitive ability, which that really surprised me, because I was ever since college days thinking that drinking alcohol was killing my brain cells. So of course, frequent heavy consumption of alcohol alters brain function and decreases cognitive performance. But this research was showing that light and moderate consumption may have some protective impact on cognition, and that in many studies, the total abstainers actually had an inferior cognitive performance to the people who were moderate or light drinkers, which was pretty crazy to me. And who knew? And I don't know what the mechanism could possibly be there, but yeah. So, and they looked at cognition, the ability to think, but also looking at brain size and brain volume. And so with heavy drinking, that definitely is impacted. The brain volume is decreased and the size of your brain is decreased. However, with these light drinkers, it actually, they didn't see that. So pretty fascinating stuff. Next area, which also I kind of knew about this, but you may surprise you, is that blood sugar, that being a light drinker can actually have a positive impact on your insulin sensitivity and your blood sugar. And I know this from wearing my continuous glucose monitor when I do that, that actually it's kind of surprising when you have a glass of wine, it can actually lower your blood sugar level and increase your insulin sensitivity. So there again, there's this U-shaped relationship between alcohol consumption and blood sugar. And I think the same thing goes with prevalence of diabetes, is that the people who are light drinkers tend to be the least likely to develop diabetes than non-drinkers, and then heavy drinkers, of course, very likely. That's kind of a surprising little hack that you don't know, is that having some alcoholics or having a glass of wine with your meal can actually improve your insulin sensitivity and decrease the blood sugar spike from the meal. So that's pretty crazy. And then the fourth thing that was also surprising to me was autoimmune diseases, that alcohol can have a protective effect there. So again, this U-shaped correlation was being showing up where people who had zero alcohol were more likely to have autoimmune problems than people who were light drinkers. But then, of course, once you got into the heavy drinking category, that came back to being more problematic. And the theory, like the mechanism that they suspect there, is that alcohol suppresses the immune system. So in most cases, not so great. But if you've got an autoimmune disease, that slight suppression of the immune system attacking itself can actually be beneficial for you. But of course, if you're feeling run down and you're feeling like you're getting something and you want your immune system firing on all those cylinders, you don't want to be drinking. So that was four kind of really surprising things. So yeah, like our longevity, cognition, blood sugar, and autoimmune diseases. But of course, the not so good news, heart disease. So that research showed that while moderate drinking can reduce the risk of a heart attack, which is kind of surprising, it increases the risk of atrial fibrillation, whatever, however you pronounce that. So yeah, you're kind of trading off one thing for the other. So not necessarily drinking is not necessarily good for your heart, despite what the people, the red wine producers will have us believe. And then also with cancer, alcohol consumption increases cancer risk in that dose-dependent fashion. So the more you drink, the higher your risk of cancer. I'm just looking, and every category of alcohol consumption was associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. But I think for other cancers, light drinkers did not have the increased risk, but moderate and heavy drinkers definitely did. But breast cancer, it's like any alcohol, increases your risk. So something to be mindful of, definitely on my radar. And then in terms of other not so great news, mental health, like alcohol, like we know it interferes with our brain chemistry, and it definitely increases anxiety and depression. And like my dad has depression, and his psychiatrist is she's like, alcohol is the worst. So yeah, if you have a mental health condition, drinking is only going to make that worse. So cutting out is definitely the way to go there. And also for hormone health, alcohol impacts all our hormones, but particularly estrogen, and it definitely, drinking more exacerbates the symptoms that you get in perimenopause. So the less you drink for that, the better. So I will post resources on this with the show notes. It's not all doom and gloom. There are some health benefits. I guess really it does come down to personal choice. But, you know, for me, definitely where I'm at, where, you know, two or three glasses, sometimes even less than that a week, feels really good. And it's like I'm getting the enjoyment without, you know, really putting myself in too much risk from a health perspective and actually possibly getting some slight health benefits. Not to say that, yes, we should totally all just, if you're a non-drinker at the moment, don't use this to go, oh yeah, I should start drinking. You're probably better off just staying as a non-drinker. Like there's a reason why you're in that camp already. But if you're, you know, in that moderate to heavy drinking range, like getting yourself, you know, just toning it back a bit can be really beneficial. And so if this is something that you would like to get some help with, I know just a person. So my invitation for you is, so I'm going to be opening up the Secret Society to new members starting in November 2023. And so if that's something that you're like kind of curious about, like would this kind of possibly be a thing for me, what I'd really recommend is come and have a drink with me, well, a virtual drink. So just go to thestonesoup.com/bar, and I'm going to register, do a recording of me having a drink in a virtual bar. And yeah, we can just hang out, and I'm just going to share with you like the ins and outs of what my journey's been like, and also, you know, give you a bit of an insight into how we go about working in the Secret Society, and then to give you decide if you'd like to join us. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but yeah, just come to thestonesoup.com/bar to have a drink with me if you're curious and you'd like to know more. Okay, that's it for now. Have a beautiful week being a light drinker. And I will catch you next time. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.